Mr. Dennis Tan.
Question 9, sir.
Mr. Speaker, the primary school leaving examination, the PSLE, serves as a checkpoint on students' mastery of the primary school curriculum. It is designed to assess core concepts and skills in the primary school curriculum, including the ability to think critically and apply concepts in different contexts. The PSLE does not emphasize rote learning or test-taking skills. To prepare students for the future, schools also design co-curricular programs, applied learning programs, character and citizenship education lessons, and leadership opportunities to nurture students' 21st century competencies. While not all of these competencies, such as collaboration skills and inventive thinking, can be measured through a single exam, they are developed in the course of learning the curriculum. Our teachers use a range of pedagogies, such as inquiry-based, collaborative, and experiential learning, to facilitate students' learning. We are heartened that international benchmarking studies, like the Trends in International Mathematics and Science study, have found that our primary school students are adept in reasoning and applying concepts and skills to navigate non-routine situations and solve more complex problems.
Mr. Dennis Tan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two supplementary questions for SMS. One, how does the Ministry ensure that inquiry-based and collaborative learning approaches are not only present in the curriculum but meaningfully integrated into classroom practice across all schools, including those serving lower-income or higher-needs communities? My second SQ, has the Ministry recently conducted comparative studies in recent years of other primary school education system, particularly any that have successfully balanced academic rigor with creativity and collaborations, and what lessons, if any, have been drawn from these systems? Thank you.
SMS General.
So I thank Mr. Dennis Tan for the two questions. Indeed, collaboration, inquiry-based learning is integrated into all of the schools. These are core skill sets for our educators. This is something that our professionals, as part of their training in NIE, whether they're doing it as part of their original practicum, or if they go on to become specialists in particular areas of education. These are core skill sets for our educators, and they integrate them into the curriculum, into the syllabus on a regular basis, and they do so for every school, and they give every child the opportunity to do so. What collaborative learning, inquiry-based learning looks like will change depending on whether one is talking about a mathematics class, a language class, a social studies class, and it will also change depending on the level of confidence and maturity of the student. What happens in early primary years is going to look quite different from the later primary years. So the core skill set to ensure that this type of pedagogy is available and used and integrated into our teaching methodologies, into all our classrooms, is there, and it's something that is at the heart of the teaching profession. So his second question was about the studies of other systems. The short answer is yes, our educators are regularly and consistently looking at other education systems. There's a very robust community of practice amongst the educators from within Singapore and with our region and internationally, and they are constantly and consistently comparing notes on a practical level, on a personal level, and there is also a robust community of practice in education research, which our educators and our education researchers participate in, and they're also comparing notes, and so we're always learning from each other. To answer the second part of his second question, I think would take me a COS speech to identify all the different components of pedagogy and learning methodology and faculty development, but I would assure Mr. Tan and members of the House that our education fraternity do not assume that we have solved all the problems all the challenges within the education space, notwithstanding the ranking and grading and external view, we have to consistently and regularly make sure that what we do in our schools and in our classrooms meets the needs, not just of the system, not just of our general population of students, but the individual students that the educators handhold through their learning and development journey. And that is an ongoing process.